This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, great to be with you.
And Bridget, we just got a check here recently that everybody, at least some of our listeners, should be very proud of. We tell you from time to time that if you buy anything on Amazon, we're not telling you where to buy it, but if you buy anything on Amazon, first go to Amazon Smile, amazon.smile or smile.amazon, and you just register your charity there. And if you would be so kind as to register Catholic Radio Indy, you need to use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, then whatever you buy, whenever you buy anything on Amazon, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage. And if everybody does it, it does indeed add up. And we just got a nice check. We get a check each quarter from Amazon, and it helps us out. It doesn't cost you anything at all. And just remember, smile.amazon. And you can actually go to our website, which many of our listeners are more familiar with, Catholic Radio Indy, catholicradioindy.org. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see a little Amazon logo over there. You can get started that way, too, or you can just Google Amazon Smile or Smile Amazon, either way around, and it'll all get you the same place. And once you do it, you only have to do it once. You never, ever think about it again. And then whenever you buy anything, if it's once a year or 10 times a month, whatever it might be, Catholic Radio benefits a little bit. So if you can help us out that way, we sure appreciate it.
Yeah, and every time I do shopping on Amazon, which I do that more and more these days, and I guess we all have been, I always feel really good about that because I do. I am signed up with Catholic Radio Indy as a charity, so they're getting a little, Jim, that check was from all my shopping. That's what that was.
Well, you did a good job.
We won't tell anyone. That was just all me. Okay. All right. Well, hey, we got a great topic today for Faith in Action. We are going to be talking about a new group aimed at bringing unity and peace to Catholics in our communities, and we certainly can use that. And our guests today are from the metro area here in Indianapolis. We're talking with Vicki Yamasaki and Christine Harrington. So welcome to Faith in Action, ladies.
Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Jim.
And
Thank you, everyone.
I will try to call on you. We talked about that before we got started so people can know who exactly is answering the question. But your group is called, you two are in the leadership of this group, and it's called Catholics for Unity and Peace. What is Catholics for Unity and Peace, and maybe how long has it been around, and maybe how did it come about? Who wants to take that? Vicki?
Yes, I'd love to take that, Bridget. Well, we began Catholics for Unity and Peace in early July of this year, so it is really brand new, and how we began, it started following a day of prayer on July 5th. You probably heard that in the news for Father Ted Rothrock. We organized a day of prayer at St. Elizabeth Seton Catholic Church in Carmel. And why we did that was, CARI, which was Carmel, Against Racial Injustice, had organized protests there on the Seton campus that day. And we wanted to just come out in a vote of support for Father Ted Rothrock and to pray for the church there and for Father Ted Rothrock. And what began with prayer there that day, soon we felt called by the Holy Spirit. We were approached by so many prayer warriors that day to launch the organization. So that's how we began.
And I know, that, you know, in conversation that you and I have prior to getting started here, that the movement's really, it is kind of a movement, and that it's really, you know, your goal, I guess, in our conversation is to really uphold the dignity of the human person, because there is a lot of division, or one of your goals. There is a lot of division. You want to talk a little bit about the aspect of holding up the dignity of the person? Because we've got so much turmoil right now. Just with abortion and other other areas where the human person is so not, the dignity is not being upheld, I guess, is maybe the best way to say that.
I think that's so beautiful with what you just said. This is Vicki again. You know, what we're seeing right now is a crisis in our nation. There's chaos. There's division. There's anger. And that is the first reaction. And it's so sad because it is an attack on the human person. And it starts, I do believe, it starts at the root with the abortion. And it manifests itself to every person. And when we don't safeguard the dignity of the human person, it's what St. John Paul talks about, which is the culture of death. And so what are we about? Look, it breaks our heart. It breaks our heart to see such division in our own households, in our own communities, and throughout this nation, that we have a vision where we can be a Christ-centered community that is united in lasting peace and joy. And we do think it can be accomplished. Our mission is to inspire every single Catholic to uphold and promote a culture that safeguards the dignity of the human person. And you know, I'd love to share with you more about that. You know, when we sit down and we realize that every choice that we make, every interaction that we have with another human being is an opportunity to promote peace instead of sowing division, we will start to create a community where we promote peace and joy. Is that right, Christine? Would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. And, of course, you all know my background is pro-life ministry. And I feel at Catholics for Unity and Peace follow the Evangelium Vitae from Pope St. John Paul II for the dignity of each human person. And that's what really drew me to this group because, as Vicki said, the world has careened out of control because of this horrible abortion. And that's why I'm so strongly pro-life, because of my own abortion story that I bought into the lies 20-some years ago. But the baby in the womb is as precious as each human life that is born. And when you take God out of the public square, when you eliminate God from communities, this is what happens. There is no moral compass. And at Catholics for Unity and Peace, we want to share with the world, because we do have supporters from all over the world, we want to share with them the teachings of the Catholic Church, the doctrine of the Catholic Church, but also point out the errors of these fringe groups that are misleading people. So education is vital for us, and we have a team that does a lot of research. I mean, if you were on our email list, it would probably knock your socks off on the leadership team, because there's all this research going back and forth.
That's really great, because I do think this, you know, in media in general, I do think that we're getting a lot of fake news all over the place, you know, so it's really good to have solid research on things. And I want to also reintroduce you, for those people who might just be joining us, we're talking with Vicki Yamasaki and Christine Harrington of Catholics United. Oh, wait, now let me bring it back.
Catholics for Unity and Peace, and just to make it easy, we call it CUP.
All right, we're talking to the CUP ladies, right? Okay.
Right.
So,
yeah.
This movement really is much bigger than the Father Ted incident. Maybe that kind of got it started, but you really see it as a much larger movement than that. Talk about that, Vicki.
Oh, yeah, Bridget. It is a lot. You know, what started, as I talked about before, as a call to support Father Ted against Carmel, against racial injustice, or for short, Terry, you know, who were protesting on July 5th, that really transcended to a call to really fight against and be a voice for the laity in these troubled times and promote and ignite critical thinking. Because what's happening is that day that we showed up there, we saw people unknowingly, and we're seeing it today in the streets, that are supporting these organizations, and they may unknowingly follow them, thinking it's a good cause, but they don't really know what their mission and their belief and their direction is. And we as Catholics have to have a moral compass and be educated about who they are. We're witnessing organizations and movements right now that are actively promoting a cultural revolution. And by doing so, they're infringing on our Catholic beliefs that we all agree on this program. We all hold that very dear to our hearts. So what happened with Father Ted was he may have spotlighted two such organizations, the Black Lives Matter Worldwide Foundation and Antifa, right? He spotlighted those organizations as doing that, which was contrary to Catholic belief, but really it was just a catalyst for something much bigger, because what we're trying to do is defend our Catholic faith and promote a culture where every single human being, their dignity is respected and valued in our community. And we can only look to the streets right now and see, and it's heartbreaking to see right now where it's not happening. And it breaks my heart. You know, at Our Lady Mount Carmel, where I've been a parishioner for 25 years, and I'm a catechist there, and I've been on so many councils. Okay, we see the holiness in all of these people, but we have to take this out further. We have to take this out to where people, they're in all different stages of their faith journey.
Right.
And they may not know, Bridget, all of these things and be as informed. And we have to help them and not be, you know, not hold it up with an air of, you know, like we're above it all. We have to meet them where they are and listen and have dialogue.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great place to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about how you're going about doing that when we get to the second half of the show. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Danley's in the studio, and we're talking with Vicki Yamasaki and Christine Harrington. They are on the leadership team for a new organization, brand new, started in July, called Catholics for Unity and Peace. And Jim, you had a comment you wanted to make.
Well, I just wanted to point out that one of the kind of sparks that got this organization and other organizations going was all of the misconceptions surrounding Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter, as we've been discussing it and as all of the conversation around this evolves, is really two things. There is the concept of Black Lives Matter, which everybody's in favor of. All lives matter. They were all created by God. Everyone was created by God. And so that everybody's 100% agreement with that. But there is an organization called Black Lives Matter that has a particular constitution, manifesto, whatever you might want to call it, and it includes all kinds of things that are not in favor of the church. So when you have to kind of distinguish when you're saying Black Lives Matter, the concept, well, of course, everyone believes that. The organization, not everybody agrees with that. So just that little clarification.
Yeah, Christine, you want to add on to that?
Yeah, I did a social experiment, exactly what Jim was saying. I have my pro-life platform is called Eternal Life Plan. So I went out to YouTube and I went out to Twitter and I asked the question, what does Black Lives Matter mean to you? Is it the race or the organization? 97% of the people that responded said the race, not the organization. So when they hear the slogan, Black Lives Matter, they're thinking race, not supporting the organization, but supporting the race. And that is a massive confusion out there. And matter of fact, at the prayer vigil at St. Elizabeth's Deaton for the counter protest on July 5th, there was a black couple there that was for Black Lives Matter, but they had no idea that when they see the signs Black Lives Matter, that was supporting the organization, not the race. So once they understood what the organization was all about and that it was totally against Catholic doctrine and the faith that our beautiful Catholic faith teaches, they could then understand why we were praying for Father Ted and supporting Father Ted. So there's mass confusion out there on that.
Now, what are some of the specific things that are mentioned by name in the Black Lives Matter's organizational statement that are contrary to the faith?
They're against the nuclear family, number one. So they don't support the traditional marriage. They don't support the traditional family, and they also feel like the nuclear family needs to be redefined. And
yes.
Of course, that's against the Catholic teaching. Vicki?
Yeah, and I'll add on to that, Christine. Yeah, they want to totally disrupt the Western nuclear family. The other thing that is huge in their belief statement, and look, they post this directly on their website. They make no bones about this. I had a conversation with a dear friend who didn't even understand this, and she is a highly educated senior executive that I worked with for years at where I worked in financial services. She didn't even understand this until I pointed this out to her. And what else do they do? They are all about gender fluidity. What do I mean by that? They believe that regardless of, they don't believe in gender identity, okay? They believe in stripping away male and female. They want to promote what they call a cisgender culture, okay? That is against everything that we know and believe that is, of course, scripturally defined and according to our sacred traditions. That goes against everything in our catechism where it is talked about, and I hate to be plainly spoken about this, but if we read our catechism, it says that homosexual acts are disorders, all right? it's sacred. That marriage between a man and a woman is sacred. And we have to preserve that, right? And I encourage your listeners to go out to that website and read, and you will be literally stunned by what you'll read. And we're going to be putting some of this research out on our website. What we're going to be spotlighting is how to preserve the nuclear family, right?
Now, there's sometimes in the political world, yeah, when someone makes a statement that they feel is overly strong, maybe, they do what's in political terms called backpedaling or walking it back. There doesn't seem to be any of that in this. This is on a website. It is in black and white, so to speak.
I think that, you know, as Catholics, we love all people, and we agree that racial injustice is wrong. And I think a lot of people, you know, when you hear the slogan, Black Lives Matter, as a Catholic, we say, yes, racial injustice is wrong, period. But what Christine and Vicki, you have mentioned, is that it's not just a slogan, it's an actual organization that has goals and a mission of their own, which in many respects would be contrary to what we as Catholics are trying to do. We have just a few minutes left, and I want to get to, we'll get to you, Christine. I want to get to the approach that you want to take with the organization that you have started. Talk about the approach to fostering unity and peace among Catholics.
Yeah, so this is really important, you know, because how are we going to promote peace and unity? Well, one way that we do this is very important. It is through prayer, because prayer, we are totally dependent on Christ to heal our nation. We cannot do any of this without Christ and through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And why is that important? Philippians, please go to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. It talks all about, you know, don't be anxious, but in every situation, pray, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all things will help you and guard your heart. That's, I think, what's missing right now. We need to pray, and that's why we're doing these prayer services of peace and unity. So that is one form. That has to be first and foremost. The second way, we have to denounce violence in our nation. Look, truth has to be spoken about. Christ spoke truth to every single city that he went to. While anger is a natural emotion, when anger compels every single person to move toward harmful acts, it becomes a grave matter of sin. And we as Catholics have an obligation to speak truth and to name it what it is and to denounce that. But I've always said in my life, whenever you say don't do this, you have to replace it with a do. So the third part of this pillar of promoting peace and unity is to offer charity and love in the place of anger and retaliation. When someone lashes out at us for a viewpoint that we hold, instead of retaliating in anger and hate, invite that person into a dialogue, okay? We believe very strongly that the pathway toward peace, first prayer, then dialogue. This means, first of all, that parties cannot be silenced or canceled out, but should be respectfully heard. Dialogue requires listening, speaking to understand. People will argue about this, but just because we might not agree with our brother or sister on a given topic does not mean that we can't attempt to understand them. When we seek to understand, that's when we're actually practicing what St. Francis's prayer of peace encourages. All right? And what does it say? Ironically, Father Ted Rothrock had all of his parishioners at St. Elizabeth Seton say the St. Francis Prayer of Peace at the end of Mass every day for all the years that he was pastor there. It says, let us not seek to be understood, but to understand. And this is part of the pathway toward peace and healing. And it's the way, too, toward forgiveness.
All right. Before we go, we've been talking with Vicki and Christine. Christine, the organization, CUP, is not a one-issue group. What are some of the other issues that you're looking forward to addressing in the future, Christine?
As you said, it isn't just a one-issue organization. And if you go out to the website, www.catholicsforunityandpeace.org, not .com, but .org, it has everything that we're all about and what we're striving to pray for and advance to help everyone in the world. I'll say it again, www.catholicsforunityandpeace.org. And I encourage everyone to go to our website and just see who we are and what we're about.
Christine and Vicki, you have been great guests today. Very interesting topic. We will make sure we check that out at your website, and you got some events coming up too, so we'll check those out too. Give the website one more time, Christine.
Catholicsforunityandpeace.org.
All right. God bless you, ladies. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bridget and Jim. God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.